It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino
on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Did you impulse buy something? Something maybe you likely wouldn't have purchased otherwise? Well, if so, you're not alone. The New York Times wrote an article on Saturday calling 2020 the year of buyer's remorse. Among some of the things people cited in the article that they purchased that they now have serious remorse about, a 38-year-old New Hampshire woman who already, she said, was an impulse buyer before the pandemic.
It just got worse.
Made several remorse purchases during it, including a board with bungee cords for resistance training, a sewing machine, a TV with a built-in DVD player. I guess she realized she doesn't have any DVDs to play. And she bought roller skates. She also says she purchased a foreign language learning program for her 4-year-old and 7-year-old children, neither of whom, 9 months later, speaks another language. Also in the article, a 51-year-old Tennessee woman whose husband came home one day last spring with a slide-in camper for his truck. $10,000.
Oh.
It's too big for the truck.
Oh.
Can't take it back. Haven't used it yet.
Of course. Wow.
Can't use it. A 30-year-old man and his wife bought an 1890 farmhouse in Connecticut in September. Uh-huh. They thought, you know what?
We're going to restore it.
We're going to get away and restore it. Yeah. New septic tank, new furnace.
Oh.
Just keep going. The money pit is a real thing. A 24-year-old woman who lives alone bought a gigantic package of toilet paper. And then realized when she got home, it was so big she had no place to keep it because she has a one-bedroom apartment. Then she discovered the paper was single-ply and very rough. She said she's been giving rolls to friends and family.
That's the worst. Like, you don't want to throw it away because...
What do you do with it?
I have that problem. I have a 1950s home that had the thing where you put the toilet paper roll. Well, now toilet paper rolls are 3 times the size.
You're so right about that.
And it's like, I have to keep
it. It doesn't matter. You have a 1950s. We have a house that was built like 5 or 6 years ago.
And the same thing, huh?
Same exact thing. Those rolls of toilet paper are so big.
Right.
Someone used to sell an extender, or you could get like an extender that would fit.
Why? Why do we need it?
We don't. I don't know.
Why do we need that much toilet? What has happened?
Do you live with someone? Well, you probably, you don't, Gino, and you probably don't. I'm assuming Cindy, that doesn't replace the toilet paper roll, because I do.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I live with 3 of them.
Yeah. We had kids that were young once, so. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they just get it and set it there. So it's close. It's nearby. Yeah.
Sometimes they don't even do that.
Okay. I had too many glasses of wine. This is an email. Hopped on the Amazon app, ordered a Hello Kitty spatula that was small enough to scoop cookies off a tray. When it arrived, I realized the odd shape of the spatula made it completely useless.
Oh.
There are worse purchases I've made, but this is the latest and saddest one.
Aw.
All right.
Well, at least Hello Kitty's cute.
Okay, this guy says, I recently bought banana bread. It was dry and horrible. Okay, not exactly what we're looking for, but thank you. That's a shame. Banana bread.
See, and I was doing, as I know other people out there have done, I was keeping pants that... fit me in grade school, okay? They're not, I'm never going to wear these pants again. And now, since I only wear sweatpants.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is even if you were, let's just say miraculously you got to the exact size you were, how out of style.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hey, look, I could put these on.
Like a little
funny
bono.
Those Oshkosh Bagosh bibs are still stylish, let me tell you.
In some circles.
Let's see here. This one says, buyer's remorse. I'm still paying my student loans, and I dropped out of graduate school 6 years ago.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's buyer's remorse. Okay, so this is funny. I'm 37, and I spent money on a skateboard. I gave it one go and quickly realized I am not Tony Hawk.
Mm.
Okay. Good morning, Kristen. Kristen, you say your husband bought something that he's got some remorse, or you have remorse over?
Oh my gosh, let me just premise this with, my husband isn't an outdoorsman, he doesn't go hiking, anything like that, but he buys a rather expensive pair of night vision goggles that he's used once while looking out the window and then said, I may need need a better pair.
What is he looking at?
I have no idea. We don't have neighbors. Okay. Like, I have no idea.
He bought night vision. Kristen's husband bought night vision goggles.
Not an outdoorsy guy.
Not at all. And
no
she said
neighbors.
They don't even have neighbors for him to be like snooping on. No creepers because
right.
he can't. There's nobody
around. But they're
around.
Not good enough.
If he had a better pair, that's the thing.